Good evening. Welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Had several number one hits with Bird Dog by the Everly Brothers, Sugar Time by the Maguire Sisters, and Ricky Nelson with Poor Little Fool. Although country pop singer Johnny Cash did not have a number one hit, his Ballad of a Teenage Queen peaked at number 14 on the Billboard charts in February.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around, golden hair and eyes of blue. How those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the school, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a care this teenage queen.
Not a care this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage dream, you should be a queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer. Working at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen. See you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star. Pretty house and shining car. Swimming pool and a fence around. But she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door. All except the boy next door. Who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen. Saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars. Gave up all her wealth and fame. Left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
Thank you. street, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold. My friend, the little sparrow, flew close enough to see. Written on the rainbow is this philosophy. When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole.
Written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold.
My friend, the little sparrow, agrees it must be so. Little angels wrote it, so folks on earth would know. When you walk the street, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. Watch the donut, not the hole.
Watch the donut, not the hole.
I am off to jolly England, where bulldogs all wear pants. Off to Bango Bango, where alligators dance. My friend, the little sparrow, will take me when he flies. Even to the rainbow, to read with my own eyes. When you walk the street, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold. My friend, the little sparrow, flew close enough to see. Written on the rainbow is this philosophy. When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. Watch the donut, not the hole.
We heard from actor, author and singer Burl Ives with the children's favourite, The Donut Song. Orchestra directed by Norman Layden and the Men of Song from April 1950. And first up, Travis and Bob, Travis Pritchard and Bob Weaver from Jackson, Alabama, with their one-hit wonder, Tell Him No, reaching number 8 on Billboard from April 1959. Sandy Shaw begins the British pop with Voice in the Crowd, the B-side of her number 6 hit, Monsieur Dupont, from February 1969, followed by Alma Cogan performing the French song Chante Chante with Frank Goodell and his orchestra and chorus from April 1957. Sadly, cancer claimed her life at an early age of just 34 in October 1966. This is Vinyl Revival.
The world and all. side of the bed when you arose? Did a leaky fountain pen redecorate your clothes? Did you have a snack at night which didn't quite agree? Well, let's do what they do, the people of Paris. Oh, chante, chante, sing a little Frenchy song. Chante, chante, everybody sing along. Let's all sing when any little thing goes wrong. A doodle-doodle, doodle-doodle, sing with me, merci beaucoup. A doodle-doodle, doodle-doodle. Lose a kiss because your lover has a cold? Did you go to buy a bargain after it was sold? Did an apple hit you while you stood beneath a tree? Well, let's do what they do, the people of Paris. Oh, chante, chante, sing a little Frenchy song. Chante, chante, everybody sing along. Let's all sing when any little thing goes wrong. The wind began to blow. Did you ask a favor of a friend who answered no? Did you buy a ticket when you could have got it free? Oh, let's do what they do, the people of Paris. Oh, chante, chante, sing a little Frenchy song. Chante, chante, everybody sing along. Let's all sing when any little thing goes wrong.
Of a twin spin by the American pop singer Georgie Shaw, performing the original Honeycomb with the Jimmy Laden Singers and Orchestra from November 1953. Jimmy Rogers later covered that song in August 1957, followed by a simple title, Wonderful, with chorus and orchestra also directed by Jimmy Laden from May 1954.
Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. Just a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb. It's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made a bee, and the bee made honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. Home made a honeycomb, and they combed the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb into one sweet ball, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my home. Just a hank of hair and a piece of bone, I made a walking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my home. What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb. And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, gonna try my hand at a green, green tree. So he made a little tree, and I guess you heard. Oh, then he made a bird. Now they waited round till the end of spring, saving every note that the bird had sing, and they rolled it up into one sweet tome for my honeycomb. A honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, my home. Just a hang of hair and a piece of bone, made a walking, talking a honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my home. What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb. Love. Then they went around looking everywhere, took a love from here and a love from there, and they started up in the little cart for my honey's heart. A honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my home. Just a hank of hair and a piece of bone, I made a walking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my home. What a darn good life when I have a wife.
What a darn good life when I have a wife.
Have a wife like honeycomb.
Say that you're wonderful. Oh, my darling, that's what you are. finally lose their way. You kiss my cheek and my heart grows so weak, I have just strength to say,
wanna say that you're wonderful.
Oh my darling, that's what you are,
wonderful,
as the lovely things you do are,
wonderful,
is my life because we two are so
leader and arranger Billy Vaughan begins the musical interlude performing the Jim Reeves classic You'll Have to Go from June 1960, followed by UK pianist Winifred Atwell with Big Ben Boogie from December 1954. Her two number one hits are Let's Have a Party, November 1954, and Poor People of Paris, March 1956. to Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes than rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival. Or one word, Australian Buddy Williams, singing as a duet with Bernie Burnett, begins the country segment with Let's Grow Old Together. Originally recorded on Regal Xenophone 78 label G24482 from February 1942. And Nova Scotia, Canadian-born singer Anne Murray, with her first capital single, Snowbird, reaching number 8 on Billboard from August 1970.
Dearest little girl, I'd like to tell you, now that we're contented, let us try doing things to make each other happy. Let us sit and plan a lullaby. Let's grow old together. We should worry about the weather, you and I.
Came from all that. to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away.
The London Novelty Orchestra provides our vintage track with the popular dance, the Boston Two-Step, recorded on the Brown Regal 78 G20983 from early 1931. Their other releases include The Mosquitoes, Parade, My Lady, Dainty, and many more. This is Vinyl Revival.
Where the mountains reach up to the but I knew she was ready to cry. Take care, dear, she whispered, although you must go, be brave and remember that I love you so. A locket that I'll always wear. Inside was a curl from her bright golden hair. And when I was lonely for comfort and cheer, I'd open that locket and know she was near. Marching along to my Red River Rose, waiting for me where the Red River flows. Soon when a big yellow moon softly glows, I'll be embracing my
Moving to the late 50s from the Ames Brothers with their lesser played RCA Victor single Red River Rose with Hugo Winterholder's orchestra and chorus, reaching number 37 on Billboard from November 1958. The group was formed in Maiden, Massachusetts, USA in the late 1940s. It consisted of Ed, Gene, Joe and Vic. Let's have some rock and roll from female teen idol Janice Martin, a newcomer to the pop scene, with her one-hit wonder debut RCA Victor single, Drugstore Rock and Roll, from April 1956. The flip side, Will You William, charted at number 50 on the Billboard Top 100. And the hits still just keep on coming.
Rock, pop, jump, thump, rock and roll, drugstore's rocking.
First, and the details to follow.
Thank you.
We heard the organ, the dance band and me with Pennsylvania Polka with Billy Thorburn at the piano, vocal by Julie Dawn from June 1942. Their first Parlophone releases began back in 1938 with over 200 sides for that label. American vocal duo Dale and Grace to close the show with I'm Leaving It Up to You, reaching number one on Billboard from October 1963. It was later covered by Donnie and Marie Osborne and number four hit in July 1974. Until 7:10 p.m. next Sunday, this has been your host Albert Chan signing off. Good night, everyone.
I'm leaving it up to you.